Hello, this is Scott Corbin. I'm happy to be your pastor for the day. Do you ever wonder how to handle trials in your life? Do you ever wonder sometimes where God is in the midst of the trials that you face? Today I want to share something with you from Psalm 44. Now, Psalm 44 is a fairly lengthy psalm. There isn't time for the whole thing. But the psalm starts in a really interesting way. It begins with the psalmist praising God for how God had saved Israel, his people, in the past, how he'd saved them recently, how the people of Israel had been able to count on God and go to battle and defeat their enemies, and how excited they were to be the people of God. It starts on a really, really high note. Really excited, lots of praise, would make for a wonderful praise and worship service. But then, not too far into the chapter, the psalmist, leading the people of God, say this, Psalm 44, verse 9, "Yet you, God, have rejected us and brought us to dishonor, and do not go out with our armies." And the people of God there are feeling like God rejected them, like God had abandoned them, like for all of the past glory of God's salvation of them, all the things they had experienced in God's redemption of them as a people, that it seems like God was nowhere to be found, or rather God was to be found, but he was to be found as having rejected them, as having turned against them. And they're so confused. They don't understand where God is. Do you ever feel like that? I love that Psalm 44 addresses that sense of that we sometimes have, that God can't be found, that it almost looks like God has turned his back on us. Much like Jesus said from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? The psalmist, God's people, sometimes cry out and go, God, we don't know where you are. We don't know what to do about this. We don't know what to think about it. It appears that you have gone back on your promises. We don't know what to do. But what I love is right at the end of the psalm, and the psalm doesn't end with a sudden victory that God suddenly comes through. It doesn't end like a great movie or a wonderful book with a wonderful ending where all of a sudden the problems have gone away. It doesn't end like that, but it ends like this, a prayer. The one and only request in the entire psalm is in Psalm 44, verse 26. Rise up, be our help, and redeem us for the sake of your loving kindness. See, what's happening there is the people of God, for all of their seeming experience of having been rejected by God, they come back around and they do the one and only thing that they can do. They turn back to God, they cry out, they call out to him to rise up, to help them, to aid them, and whatever it was they were dealing with there at the time this psalm was written. And they say this, redeem us, here it is, for the sake of your loving kindness. Those last words of the psalm point to the character of God. In the midst of everything that you're dealing with, in the midst of everything that you might be dealing with today, the psalm calls us back to remember who God is. Their theology comes to their rescue. God, it seems like you've abandoned us. We feel abandoned, but we know who you are, and we know you don't abandon your people. We feel like you have done us harm and you've broken your promises, but we know that you don't break your promises. We feel like you hate us, God, but we know that you are the God of perfect, eternal, steadfast, loving kindness. They go back and they remember who God is. It doesn't change their circumstances necessarily. We don't know how their story ends. The psalm ends there with this prayer. But they go back and they remember, God, you are a God, a redeeming God, full of loving kindness, and we're going to trust you for that. And I encourage you, in whatever you're dealing with today, if you've put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, turn your eyes back to the Father, back to God, and remember, for his people, God always is full of loving kindness. I hope this is an encouragement to you today. Again, my name is Scott Corbin. It is my pleasure to be your pastor for the day.